Last month, an Illinois bank and major backer of the $32 million casino hotel marina complex pulled out for fear that a state Supreme Court ruling would cool the demand for gaming. But Red Cliff Tribal Chairman Ray DePerry says they've hired a financial firm from Milwaukee to pick up the ball and score with other investors. The casino project was to break ground last month, but a state Supreme Court decision in May ruled that Governor Jim Doyle overstepped his authority in negotiating Vegas-style gambling in the state's gaming compacts with the tribes. DePerry says the tribe is trying to be optimistic.
I don't know if we have lots of it. We certainly expended lots of it on the last go-around. We still have optimism. You got to have that. You can't let it get you down, but we're confident. It certainly has been a learning process for us. It's a good learning process, but we're all upbeat.
The casino complex would replace the current casino in a converted bowling alley at Red Cliff. DePerry and the tribe believe this project would all but eliminate high unemployment and poverty at this Apostle Islands reservation. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.